Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Boy, the week's coming to an end for these little summer vacationers.
Well, Bellevue's, you know, they're in class right now, but I would assume Bellevue kids had to go back. But for the rest of them, I mean, again, the debate. Do you sleep in your last days or do you get up and live?
I would get up.
Because for a lot of kids, today and tomorrow are their last days. Some kids go back Monday. Some kids go back half week next week.
Wednesday, but
for the most part, the full week is the gig is up. Of course, they get so many snow days.
I know. A lot of time off during the year, it seems like. But you know what? That's just the world we live in right now.
I don't remember going back this early. Did we go back this early when we were
No, we
kids?
Went back like later in August. It used to be just a set like after Labor Day. I mean, old school. It was like day after Labor Day was the first day of school.
You had time to do August vacations.
Yes.
Like childhood August vacations.
Like last minute. Yeah.
Yeah. We went school supply shopping yesterday.
Did you?
Man, that was a rude awakening. You get to the register, you're like, I'm sorry, how much did you say that was?
Well, why did you?
As you start putting your debit card back, you start taking the credit card out.
How much did you spend?
Probably for the two kids to go back just school supplies was around $130.
Oh, that's not bad. You'll spend that more in one night drinking your wine with your girlfriends.
What were the big expensive purchases?
The big ones were the kids need headphones. Each kid needs a pair of headphones for computer class.
Okay.
My son, who's going into third grade, needed to have like one of those thumb drives, like a gig. I mean, it's crazy stuff. Like, I mean, it used to be, this was the first year that he had sort of like a grown-up kid list. My daughter's going into first grade, so all her stuff is pretty, I mean, besides the headphones. But, you know, you have to now, like with a lot of these schools, the way they defer a lot of the costs is the parents kick in. So on the school list, it isn't just spiral notebooks and folders. It's also like disinfecting wipes. You got to come with, like, they want you to bring paper towels and wipes, Clorox wipes, and, you know, like Ziploc bags and stuff like that. So the teachers aren't going out of pocket for that
stuff.
Remember,
teachers are usually buying that stuff themselves.
Right.
But
school's not necessarily
this.
Doing it. No, yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It's on the
school. It's not a public school. You're paying for this school.
Right.
You think that would be included in the tons of money that you're doling out.
Well, they probably already have a lot of some of those supplies, but I'm saying these are the teachers that make these supply lists, and they're like, well, in above and beyond. I mean, no, especially for the Clorox wipes.
We were little kids, the more money, unless you went to some military academy, most parochial schools, the more you're paying, the less you're getting.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because there's no public, there's no government assistance, so the school's broke.
Oh, wow.
We're just barely patched together with people's very expensive tuition.
Mm-hmm. It's paying
for teachers.
So, like,
as a little kid, you don't understand it. You're like, my parents are complaining all the time how expensive this stuff is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're at a school that doesn't have air conditioning.
Right.
They didn't have computers. Everything
you're doing
was
capital
broken.
School drives because it's not, I mean, we don't have the, you know, taxpayer dollars pouring in. I mean, we're choosing to send our kids to a religious education.
Ideally, they spend the money on teachers.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what they, right. that's
the teachers
the
get paid
share.
A little bit more. So you get good teachers in kind of a broke down old school.
But yesterday was just that moment where I mean, and this isn't even, I mean, this is, when I say it was like $130, this is just the school supply list. I mean, this isn't, these aren't clothes. These aren't new shoes. This isn't like if they needed a tablet or anything like that. This is just the ABCs of like pencils, pencil sharpener, that kind of stuff. And you do have that moment where you're like, $130? And you just kind of look at your bags.
And you say, like, Calgon, take me away. What's a mom supposed to do?
What's a parent supposed to do? I'm thinking like, we have a two parent, both of us parents work. I mean, so $130 while it is like a, oh my goodness, it's still like we can do it. But I'm thinking, God, those families where you're really trying to count every penny and make every dollar stretch. This just has to be that moment where you're like, well, I mean, what are you going to do? You have to have this stuff. None of it. Like, we didn't get any extras yesterday. Like, the kids were all, you know, butt hurt about the fact that they weren't getting new backpacks. I'm like, you got new backpacks last year. Your backpacks are still good backpacks. Like, nobody's getting a new backpack, period. End of story. No, thank you.
They better get robbed on the way home from school.
I know. That's the thing day. I was thinking. I was like, one of his friends is probably going to be like, you know, the way to get a new backpack is just to trash this one. And then she has to.
I just lose it.
Right. And I told him, well, if you do that, you're not going to get the backpack that you want. You'll get the backpack that I pick for you. So at least the backpack that you have on your back now, like, you got to design and figure out like what you wanted.
Right. If you lose it, it's a pink Hello Kitty backpack.
Exactly. Like, it's not going to be a cool Minecraft one that you've been salivating over at Target for the last month and a half. It's going to be like exactly a pink Hello Kitty one. I guess this year, the National Retail Federation, they're the ones that come out with all the numbers at Halloween and Christmas and let us know how much we're spending on stuff. They said that this year is particularly up.
It's higher than normal.
For one reason or another, it's more expensive this year.
They spent how much?
$130 on just school supplies. I think the national average is $122. And that's not, again, that is not clothes. That doesn't include shoes. That doesn't include any other, like that doesn't include lunches. I mean, that's just straight up, like, here are your notebooks to start the school year with. But they said that it breaks down with all of the other extras, $680 per family.
Wow. That's with all the other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's like if you add in all of those other things. And we also have that horrible. So I'm lucky because the kids wear uniforms. But the problem is that both of them had a growth spurt over the summer. I'm like, come on.
Don't you ever want to return them? That's why your kids.
Yeah. Return
why
the
you
kids.
Remember when we had that crazy policy in Omaha years ago that people probably have never even heard of? The hospitals were letting people drop off their kids.
The safe haven.
Mm-hmm. The safe haven law.
Gotta remember that.
And the moment it hit the news, people were driving from like California,
dumping their kids
in a box,
dump their kids off here,
a bunch of kittens.
Oh
yeah.
My God. That's what I would do. I'd be trying to turn them back in.
Get back in.
Every
shoes,
I mean, that's season, the- I'm like, pencils are too expensive. You're going back.
Yeah. I'm sure if you like went through his room, you'd find a whole lot of pencils and stuff in his drawers tucked away.
No, I mean, there's stuff like that where I did. I mean, like he's using a pencil bag from last year that we got, like, you know. I mean, there's stuff where they don't care. And it's like you're just throwing your stuff in there anyway until they really care. But like pencils, stuff like that, I'm like, we'll sharpen pencils. We've got a million of them around the house. But that's like, what, 50 cents? I mean, it's the big ticket items that are the things like the shoes where you can't. I mean, if a kid doesn't fit in his shoes, he doesn't fit. You need to get him new shoes. They're not 50 cents, even if you go to Payless, which we do.
Payless?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? He's 8. I'm like, you don't care about your shoes. Go try those no brands
high
on.
High heels on. Yeah, the no Where's my you?
You're not getting Yeezys. You're getting the Yeezy spirits that they have on special.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
So next Wednesday, Wiener Wednesday, man. 25-cent hot dogs right there at the storm chasers. You can bring your dog that day, too, by the way.
Ooh, Wiener Wednesday.
It's a Wiener. All right, they're taking on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. All right, so if you want some tickets, this is how you get them. You just call. We're looking for number 9. Hello, what's up?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You got kids?
3 of them.
Oh, boy.
Did you take them out to the ballpark at all this summer? Did you do the 7th inning stretch?
No, we haven't been. Actually, my daughter, she just turned 9 yesterday. I don't think we've been since she was probably like 5.
Oh, wow.
Well, what a great thing to do to bookend the end of summer. We'll give you a 4-pack of tickets. You know, full-size hot dogs are just 25 cents. You can bring your dog. You know, you could do the hot dog challenge. Try and eat a hot dog, one hot dog every inning.
My 7-year-old probably could, but...
Really? Yeah? When do they go back to school?
We live in Iowa, so they don't go back until the 23rd.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Old school. Yeah. You guys are like throwback. Like when we were kids, right? We didn't go back till late August.
It seemed like that. So.
Yeah, I think Iowa... I'm from Omaha, but my husband is from Iowa. And I think Iowa has a rule that they can't go back until after the 20th because too many kids were missing for the state fair when they were going back.
Oh, my God.
That.
That's funny.
Yeah,
because I guess that stuff's still going on. And if you have, I mean, if you're really involved, like if it's...
If you like fairs.
4-H and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I think some of the kids who show on 4-H were missing like the first week of school.
They're out meeting the butter cow.
Ooh,
yeah.
Butter cow. Hey, all right, so you're from Omaha. Your husband's from Iowa. Is there a split in the house versus Huskers and Hawkeyes?
Oh, no. I couldn't marry a Hawkeye fan.
Okay, we like you.
He likes good football.
All right.
Oh, good.
Look at that. Okay. Hey, we're going to hook you up. Congratulations. Have a good time. It's next Wednesday. If you plan on bringing your puppy, you just got to go. All right, then you have to do anything. But anyone else out there, just omahastormchasers.com. You just got to register that little guy or girl before you go. All right?
Thank you so much, you guys.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for listening
to Channel 941. So if people want to bring your dogs next Wednesday, you can sit out on that burn.
Yeah.
Burma.
Which would be sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, a little dog park out there. Oh, yeah. We'll give you a chance to win another pair of tickets. Actually, 4 tickets tomorrow morning. No, it's 9:39.
Listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Hey, hey. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, 9:50. The high today is going to be about 95. Tomorrow we're going to see 90.
Actually, hey.
How are you?
I'm really great.
Are you really?
Yeah, I was kind of excited to walk in here. So I was like, ooh, what kind of shenanigans are they going to be getting into? Yesterday doing handstands. What are we doing today? And then, nope.
We don't really not do anything
today. We can't maintain that level of intensity every day.
I got really excited, honestly. It'd
be unsustainable. Party, by the way, hurt himself yesterday by not doing a handstand. He's the guy that came out.
Ego?
I kind of tweaked my shoulder a little bit. Yeah, I don't know what the
I would like to help you.
I don't need your help. Thank you, though.
I think you do because you didn't do one yesterday.
Oh, I don't need your help, girl. I'm all right. I do the stands I need to do.
No.
I don't need to do the handstand. I'm not out to impress anyone, just myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am good to go. But thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'm here to help.
I know.
You're willing to spot him?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Give me a couple weeks. The level of
athletic standards
in this room,
in this building.
Wow.
So very low.
Yeah, it is. But hey.
I'm not including you in that.
If you were, I don't care. That's fine.
All right, Zio's today, right?
During 90s till now.
All right, get your Zio's, people. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys in the morning. Enjoy the heat. Do yourself good.
The Big Party Show. The Big Party Show. The Big Party Show.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.